March 28, 1926. How, by living in the divine will, all goods are centralized within the soul. The primary purpose of redemption was the divine fiat. Having received Holy Communion, I was calling everyone, my Queen Mama, the saints, the first man Adam with the retinue of all generations, up to the last man who will come upon earth, and then all created things, so that, all together, prostrate with me around Jesus, we might adore him, bless him, love him. So that nothing might be missing around Jesus, of all the works which came out of his hands, not a heart that palpitates, nor a sun that shines, nor the vastness of the blue heavens studded with stars, nor the sea that murmurs, and not even the tiny little flower that gives off its fragrance. I wanted to centralize everything and everyone around Jesus' host, so that we might render him the honors due to him. His will made everything present to me as if everything were mine, and I wanted to give everything to Jesus. Now, while I was doing this, it seemed to me that Jesus was happy in looking at all generations and all of his things around himself. And clasping me to himself, he told me, "My daughter, how content I am in seeing all of my works around me. I feel I am given back the joy and the happiness which I gave them in creating them, and I repay them with new happiness. This is the great good which my will contains and brings, and in one who lives in it, it centralizes the goods of all, because there is no good which my will does not bring, and it binds the soul to everyone and to everything that belongs to it. So, if the creature had not withdrawn from my will, I would have found everyone within each one, and each one in everyone. The goods, the light, the strength, the science, the love, the beauty, were to be common to all. There was to be neither yours nor mine. Both in the natural and in the spiritual order, each one could have taken as much as he wanted. The human life in my will was to be symbolized by the sun. Everyone can take its light, as much as they want of it, without anyone lacking it. However, as man withdrew from my will, the goods, the light, the strength, the love, the beauty, remained divided and as though halved among creatures. Therefore, there was no more order, nor harmony, nor true love, either toward God or among themselves. Oh, if the sun could be divided into many rays, these solar rays, detaching from the center of light, would end up becoming darkness. And what would happen to the earth? Ah, indeed no one could ever again have a light of his own, and all for himself. So it was with my will. By withdrawing from it, man lost the fullness of goods, the fullness of light, of strength, of beauty, etc., and therefore he was forced to live a life of hardships. Therefore, be attentive. Let your living in my will be continuous, that you may contain everything, and I may find everything in you. Then, I was thinking to myself, if the true living in the Supreme will contain so much good, why did my celestial Mama, who was all will of God, not impetrate the fiat voluntatis on earth as it is in heaven, together with the longed-for Redeemer, so as to let man return into that supreme fiat from which he came, to give back to him all the goods and the purpose for which he had been created? More so, since, being all will of God, she had no nourishment extraneous to God, therefore she possessed the very divine power, and with it she could impetrate everything. And my sweet Jesus, moving again in my interior, sighing, added, "My daughter, the primary purpose of all that my Mama did, and of all that I did in redemption, was that my fiat would reign upon earth. It would not have been decorous, nor a true love, nor a great magnanimity, and even less an operating worthy of the God that I was, if in coming into the world I had given and wanted to give to creatures the smaller thing, which was the means to be saved, but not the greater one, which was my will, which contains not only the remedies, but all possible goods that exist in heaven and on earth. And not only salvation and sanctity, but that sanctity which raises them to the very sanctity of their Creator. Oh, if you could penetrate into each prayer, act, word and pain of my inseparable mama, you would find in them the fiat which she longed for and impetrated. If you could penetrate into each drop of my blood, into each one of my heartbeats, breaths, steps, works, sorrows and tears, you would find the fiat having primacy in them, which I longed and asked for creatures. But while the primary purpose was the fiat, my goodness had to descend to the secondary purpose and act almost like a teacher who, though possessing the highest sciences and being able to give noble and sublime lessons, worthy of himself, since his students are all illiterate, has to lower himself to giving lessons in a BC single quote, to then be able to reach, little by little, his primary purpose of imparting the lessons in the science he possesses, to make of them as many teachers worthy of such a teacher. If this teacher did not want to lower himself to giving lessons in inferior studies, and wanted to give lessons in his high science, the students, being illiterate, would not understand him and, confused by such a great science which they ignored, would leave him. And the poor teacher, by not wanting to lower himself, would give neither the small good, nor the great good of his science. Now, my daughter, when I came upon earth, creatures were all illiterate in the things of heaven, and if I had wanted to speak about the fiat and of the true living in it, they would have been incapable of comprehending. Since they did not know the way to come to me, the majority of them being crippled, blind, sick, I had to lower myself within the guise of my humanity, which covered that fiat which I wanted to give, becoming their brother, associating with everyone, to be able to teach the first rudiments, the ABC single quote of the supreme fiat. And everything I taught, did and suffered, was nothing but preparing the way, the kingdom in the dominion of my will. This is the usual way of our works, to do minor things is a preparatory act for greater things. Did I not do the same with you? At the beginning, I certainly did not speak to you about the supreme fiat, or about the height, the sanctity which I wanted you to reach in my will. Nor did I ever mention the greater mission to which I was calling you. Rather, I kept you like a little child, to whom I delighted in teaching obedience, love of suffering, detachment from everyone, death to your own self. And as you corresponded, I rejoiced because I could see, prepared in you, the place in which to put my fiat and the sublime lessons that pertain to my will. The same happened in redemption. Everything was done for the purpose that the fiat might reign again in the creature, just as when we issued him from our creative hands. We have no hurry in our works, because we have not only the centuries, but all eternity at our disposal. Therefore we proceed at a slow pace, but for our own triumph. First we prepare, and then we act. Nor do I have less power after returning to heaven than I would have if I continued to be on earth. My power is always the same, whether I am in heaven or on earth. Did I not call and choose my mama while being in my celestial fatherland? In the same way, I have called and chosen you for the longed-for fiat with the same power which no one can resist. Even more, I tell you that in order to obtain this, you have at your disposal greater and more important things than my beloved mama did. Therefore, you are more fortunate because she did not have a mama, nor her works as help, in order to obtain the longed-for Redeemer, but she had only the courage of the acts of the prophets, the patriarchs and the good of the Old Testament, and of the great foreseen goods of the future Redeemer. You, on the other hand, have a mama and all of her works as help. You have the helps, the pains, the prayers and the very life, not foreseen, but carried out, of your Redeemer. There are no goods nor prayers that have been done, and are being done in the church, which are not with you, to help you to obtain the longed-for fiat. Since the primary purpose of all that was done by me, by the Queen of Heaven and by all the good was the fulfillment of my will, everything is with you, to impetrate the realization of their purpose. Therefore, be attentive. I will always be with you, and so will my mama. You will not be alone in longing for the triumph of our will.